The Wander Lover podcast was created with a mission to enable travel and freedom through entrepreneurship. We're talking time freedom, location freedom, and financial freedom. I'm your host, Danielle Hu, online business mentor for coaches and creatives and full-time world traveler. You'll hear episodes recorded from Hawaii, Costa Rica, Portugal, Bali, and remote surf islands around the world. Tune in every week for strategies around online business, social media, mindset, and interviews with other inspiring entrepreneurs that will empower you to build the business and live the life of your dreams. Are you ready? Let's get started. If you've been enjoying the Wander Lover podcast, if you've been tuning in and finding inspiration and taking away value, it would mean so much to me if you could take a second to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. I continue to record these episodes for you every single week and take all of your comments and feedback to heart. Thank you guys so, so much. Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the podcast and happy February. I am going to be the first person to say good riddance to January. I personally had such a difficult month for personal reasons, and I am just so excited to get started with a new month and leave January behind. It's funny because, as most of you know, my word of the year going into 2024 was transformation. And my intention for this had originally been, I want everything to be new. I want to level up. I want to step into a new identity, a new decade, a new reality. And little did I know, this would come with a lot of obstacles and difficulties. January itself was full of hardships that I had to personally overcome. And instead of, you know, trying to gloss over it, I decided to do an entire podcast episode around giving yourself permission to take time off, because that is exactly what I needed to do for myself, for my business, and in turn, give myself the power, the energy, in order to move on and transform into this new person and business owner. This episode is going to be especially helpful for you if you feel anxious, if you feel like you're always hustling and pushing, and there is just so much anxious energy around showing up for your business day to day, and you feel the pressure, you feel like you need to be someone you're not. And this episode is going to give you permission to take time off, give you permission to take a step back without having to attach and identify to that anxious energy, and instead fill your own cup so that you can overflow with abundance and inspiration and joy for your clients and your audience. I always say you cannot pour from an empty cup. And so when I identify as an empty cup and I know that my cup is empty, I'm the first one to take time off. I know that I'm not doing anyone favors. I'm not doing my social media followers, my email list, my clients, my customers favors if I am empty and I'm trying to show up as someone that I'm not. So if you didn't notice, I took the entire January off of social media. I did not post one single thing on Instagram. And by that, I mean on my Instagram feed. I was still reposting stories that I was tagged in and sharing podcast episodes to my stories once in a while. But personally, I just know that for Instagram, it's a lot of energy and content creation and inspired action behind it. And I know that when I am not feeling 100%, when I'm operating close to zero, that is the last platform I want to touch. And I give myself permission to not have to open Instagram. That in itself, giving yourself the permission slip, and if you're not giving yourself the permission slip, I give you the permission slip. But having that permission slip takes off so much pressure from running your business and from your mental health. You don't need to pretend to be someone you're not. You don't have to be in front of the camera if you really don't want to. There are other things you can do to nurture yourself and grow your business without having to feel anxious and stressed all the time. So if you are going through something difficult, and this doesn't have to be, you know, only when you're hitting burnout or when you are close to reaching the end. It can be any time when you feel like you need to take time off for your own sanity, because I guarantee you, if you do that for yourself, you're gonna come back so much stronger than before. I know that when this happens, it's all temporary. It's not saying goodbye to my business. It's not saying this is the end. It's saying I need this time off so that I can be a better business owner, so that I can refuel and come back 10 times greater than before. I need to transform into a new person, and that means completely overhauling and shifting previous actions that weren't working. And by doing so, you never know what comes out of it, right? You never know all of the opportunities that open up. By doing so myself, I am now creating content around it and using it to my power to then empower all of you listeners. You don't know how serving yourself will then act as an inspiration, act as a role model for other people going through the same thing. If you put yourself first, you're going to create this butterfly effect where all of your clients and customers then in turn put themselves first and do what's best for them at that given moment. And that is what I want for all of you, for you to recognize the world doesn't end when you step away from your business. The world doesn't end when you step away from your content calendar. Barely anyone recognizes that you're not showing up because the world doesn't revolve around you. People don't only follow you. So if you need that time and that space, give yourself permission to wholeheartedly take advantage of it.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
I also just want to be super honest and vulnerable in that no one's life and business is perfect. There are going to be obstacles that come in everyone's way at one point or another, and it's truly how you face these obstacles and what you learn from them that make a difference, because they're all loving lessons that you learn through life. And we can either let these events or these limits define us, or we can learn from them and move on. We don't need to fall victim to our circumstances. We don't need to make up excuses or complain. We can always take empowered actions to move forward. And that is why, after a somewhat shitty January, I am so ready to tackle February head first. I am going to Mexico and then flying to Indonesia, back onto my travel schedule. And we are finally working on new offers at The Wander Lover that I cannot wait to share with you all. One thing that also really helped me as I took a month off, I'll call it like an extended Christmas break. I needed an extended 1 month Christmas break that I am so grateful I was able to take. But one thing that really helped me through this time is keeping this master list of everything that needed to be done once I felt like it. And it can be daunting. Like, if I look at it, it's just tons and tons of action items like piling up week over week. But it gave me clarity and knowing that, you know, once I do get my head around it, once I do feel inspired to, I can probably check off so many of these every day. I know that I'm the type of person, when I do get my head in the zone, I accomplish so much more than the average individual. And I work in these like energetic bursts. It's very rarely just consistent throughout the year. It's sporadic, and I invite that. I welcome that, and I know that about myself. So even though I had all of these to-do or get-to-do items, I knew that I would get them done eventually. It was all a phase, and things always come and go in waves. If you feel like you ever need to take a break from your business, or maybe just off social media on one platform, give yourself permission to do so. please do it before you reach burnout. Please do it as a preventative measure rather than like a band-aid solution after things all crumble down. We need to be more aware and intentional with our actions, with our breaks. And I promise you, everything will still work out. Everything will be even better than before. And like I always say, no mud, no lotus. The last thing I want to say today is just extending a huge, huge thank you for every single one of you listening. I literally wouldn't be here today without those of you who tune into this podcast. You are so appreciated and so loved beyond what my words can express. And I'm just so grateful that you are here and continue tuning in. I'm wishing all of you a fantastic week, and I will see you guys in the next episode.